We're doing in Yaakov, we're on Daf Pei Tes, page Membeis in the Standard Edition, Ve'amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, who never went back on his word, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, who went into the Garden of Eden alive, he taught us something else. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, who said women have to hear Megillah and Purim, because they were also part of that miracle. When Moshe Rabbeinu went down from before God, Basatan v'amar lefanav, Ribono shlolam Torah eichani. So Satan came to God and said, "Where's the Torah?" Amar lei netati al haaretz. Hashem tells Satan, "I gave it to Earth." Halach etzel haaretz. So he went to Earth. Amar la Torah eichani. Where's Torah? Amra lei, the earth said to him, Elokim evin darka, God understood the path that the Torah has to take. Halach etzel yam v'amar lei, ein imadi, he went to the sea, asked him, where is the Torah? He says, not by me. Halach etzel tehom, he went to the depths, v'amar lei, ein bi, the depths said, not by me, shenemar tehom, amar lo vi, v'yam amar ein imadi, the verse says, the depths say, not by me, the sea says, it's not by me. Evadon v'mavet, he goes to death, he goes to annihilation and asks, is Torah by you? Amru bozneinu shemanu shema. They said, we've heard about it, we've never seen Torah. Torah doesn't come to us. Torah's life, we're death. Chazal v'amar lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ribono shel olam, he came back to God and said, Master of the world, chipastia b'chol ha'aretz v'lo mtzatia. I've searched for the Torah all over the earth, I haven't found it. Amar lo lech tzel ben Amram. So Hashem said, go to the son of Amram. Halach etzel Moshe. So he went to Moshe. V'amar la Torah shnatan lecha kadosh baruch hu eichani. He said, God gave you the Torah, where is it? Amar lo v'chima ani shnatan li hakadosh baruch hu Torah. He says, me? God gave me Torah? Who am I? God should give me Torah. Amar lo hakadosh baruch hu le Moshe. Moshe bedayata. God said to Moshe, Moshe, are you a liar? Moshe just said to Satan, who am I that Hashem should give me the Torah? So God asks Moshe, are you a liar? Are you a liar? Are you a swindler? Are you a cheat? Are you a faker? Bedai means one who makes believe. Are you a faker? Amar lefanav ribono shlolam. So Moshe said, Ribono shel olam, chemda gnuza yesh lecha, she'ata mishtasheh bechol yom. Ani achzik tova le'atzmi. Moshe Rabbeinu says, the Torah is something so precious, it's yours. You still deal with it every day. I'm going to stand up here and say, I have the Torah? It's still your Torah. Amar le HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'Moshe, Moshe said, well, how can I take credit? It's mine now? You gave it to me that it belongs to me? What does that mean? Moshe asks Hashem, was I supposed to answer Satan? Yeah, God gave it to me and it's mine. It's still yours, Moshe says to the Ribono Shel Olam. Have you stopped being connected to the Torah? What does that mean? It's mine, Moshe asks God. Am I now the master of Torah? It says that Moshe didn't want his name. The Torah could have started with, Moshe said, Bereshis Bara Elohim. Right? In the beginning, God created. It could have began with Vayomer Moshe. Moshe didn't want that. Moshe didn't want his name there. Said it has to begin with God, not with me. At the end of the Torah, Hashem tells Moshe, anyone that writes a work, they sign their name in the end. I want you to sign your name at the end of Torah. Moshe said, it's not my Torah. How could I sign my name on the Torah? Right? Interesting argument. So in the Song of Hazinu, if you look closely, the acronym of Moshe Rabbeinu's name appears. Hashem says, nonetheless, I want you to make a song. And in the song, if people look closely in the acronym of the song, they'll see your name. But it has to be there. So it's written backwards. Hazinu is the hey of Moshe's name. So this is a recurring theme in Torah, that Moshe in his humility runs away from taking credit. The book of Vayikra speaks about the connection between man and God, all the sacrifices. So the book of Vayikra begins with Vayikra el Moshe. God calls to Moshe. The word Vayikra means called out of love, called out of connection. Moshe Rabbeinu said about Bilam Hashem, you will write Vayaker Elohim, that Hashem, by coincidence, spoke to Bilam. I want the same term about me. I don't want a better term. It shouldn't say Vayikra. Hashem says, write Vayikra. So Moshe Rabbeinu writes it with a small aleph, the book Vayikra. He says, okay, you told me to write the aleph, I'll write it. But it's the smallest aleph in Torah. It says, Vayikra el Moshe. Hashem called Moshe, the aleph is small. Moshe always says, why do I matter? I'm doing your job, Hashem. It's you that matters. We'll continue. Ma'alu HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. Hashem said to Moshe, Hoilu miyata atzmecha tikare al shimcha. Because you made yourself so small, you said, who am I? It's still your Torah. The Torah is going to be called your Torah. Shenemar, as the verse says, the end of prophets, the conclusion of the 24 books of Tanakh, they conclude with, Zichu Torat Moshe Avdi. Remember the Torah of Moshe, my servant. Hashem says, remember Moshe's Torah. Moshe's Torah? Yeah. Hashem says, I'm calling it Moshe's Torah. So that's the end of this Medrash. So the truth is that there's a lot of depth here. What's all this conversation? How come Satan knows what everyone's thinking? He knows how to deal with everyone, but he doesn't know what happened to the Torah. We learned earlier that he gave Moshe a gift. When Moshe, the angel of death, gave him a gift, so Satan didn't give him a gift. What does that mean that Satan goes searching? Where's the Torah? So that we'll have to discuss B'Zachem next week. What the idea is. The Satan comes back and he says, it's not there. What does that mean? The earth says it's not here. We'll learn B'Zachem. The Marsha has an explanation that what Satan was looking for is, Torah is so amazing, he's saying, who has the capacity to accept the Torah? What does that mean, Rabbon Shalom, that you took something so godly, so amazing, and you took it out of heaven? How can it be? Torah, as we discussed last week, is something that makes sense to angels. Even though we understand the Kabbalah Savicha Vesimecha, we discussed that every mitzvah has multiple levels. So it has the practical level of interpretation, but that's not the only level. So Satan looks at it and he says, that's the perfection with which the world was created. Well, why would you give that to man? The practical applications of the mitzvah are only one aspect of the Torah. There's much more to it. So what part of the world, other than heavens, can encompass, can accept something like Torah? And that's what we will discuss B'Zachem next week, that Satan says, Torah is awesome, it's all-encompassing. Who'd you give it to? And that's why Moshe also says, I didn't really receive Torah. Meaning Torah is greater than me as well, Moshe says. I acknowledge it's the work of God, then it's bigger than man. So then what does that mean? That means man, on the other hand, is also given a certain access to it. But it's still greater than man. We will pick up with this concept B'Zachem next week. We do have to discuss it. And remind me though, if you remember, next week we also have to discuss the idea. Next week you guys are celebrating Purim on Monday. So we won't meet next week. It'll have to be in 2 weeks. So if anyone remembers, we should also discuss the idea of why the luchos are round at the top. What's the idea of that?
Are they round at the top?
I guess so. We'll discuss that B'Zachem next week. In 2 weeks.
They're not us.